Nicholas is 15 when he forgets how to breathe. He had plenty of reason to feel unstable already. He's been living with his dad in the bleak Chicago suburbs since his Russian-born mom kicked him out. Then, one day in geometry class, Nicholas suddenly realizes that his hands are objects. The doctor says it's just panic, but Nicholas suspects that his real problem might not be a psychiatric one. Maybe the Greek god Pan is trapped inside his body. As his paradigm for his own consciousness crumbles, Nicholas, his best friend Ty, and his maybe girlfriend Sarah hunt for answers why, in Oscar Wilde and in Charles Baudelaire, in rock and roll and in Bach, and in the mysterious drugged-out barn, where their classmate Todd's charismatic older brother Ian leads the high schoolers in rituals that might end up breaking more than just the law. Thrilling, cerebral, and startlingly funny. In Pan, we risk discovering that the forces controlling our inner lives could be more alien than we want to let ourselves believe. This is Dan Sadoff. Please join me for Michael Clune's Pan.